Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning.
Good morning.
There's a pause there when the disappointment comes in. What's happened is that we just had a cracking run, hilarious conversation,
7 miles,
one of the best ever running commentaries.
So many adventures.
An idiot chops Tonks. Press pause on the record thing when we set off, so we couldn't do it. So we've immediately have to set off for a nice quick one with seven miles in our legs.
Yeah, yeah.
Second recording.
One of the things we talked about, isn't it, that I need is how I need to not run too far on my shonky legs.
And now we just set off.
Just
one of the things
miles.
We laughed about was the idea that none of it was being recorded. And of course, it wasn't being recorded.
Hollow laughter. I could. So then we thought we'd pretend. We wouldn't even tell you that we'd done that, and we'd just, you know, do it all again. But
we realised we couldn't do it.
We're livid.
I'm disappointed in myself.
Let's recap in reverse order, right? We ran round Clissold Park, and we talked about turn right here, and we talked about we're going to go out east.
We're going
through Battersfield Green round Hackney Downs.
Let's do Hackney.
Because if we
we're
go
not
back
go round
to
it.
Clissold Park and Highbury Field and Islington and the canal, we'll just get so angry we'll probably throw ourselves into the canal.
And also, this will give us a chance to do a really short podcast, because a lot of them are long.
You guys must be sick of us chuntering on. It's like, in a way, the loss of that hour's chat was a lucky escape for you guys.
But we did talk about the... I'm just back from the Mayor Clinic, and that's worth a recap.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the Mayor Clinic is a place where loaded people go to lose weight. And I managed to lose a bit of weight, even though I didn't need to lose weight.
It was very odd that you were there, frankly.
Yeah, well, I was only there because...
You're not the key demographic.
No. I was only there because my incredibly rich and famous mate McIntyre wanted to go, and he wanted to go with me, and he wanted to pay for me to go.
That's nice. This way.
Oh, this is beautiful.
This is Battersfield Green.
We're in a bit of a wonderland.
Look out for rats, though.
Ah!
Oh, you faked up a fall because you fell over before. Very good. You didn't actually. Did you? Okay. Are you okay, Paul?
You know, I feel fine. I feel okay. We've got picnics. It's all a bit giddy. Yeah. You know what? Let's leave the Mayor Clinic stuff till next time. I can't replicate it.
No. It was crazy that you were there.
Yeah.
Just imagine. A scene from a James Bond film where the kind of northern stand-up interloper sitting in the corner going, what's this all about? That's kind of what happened, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just income.
Hey, yeah, right. That's it.
Experience way outside my zone.
That's my friend who said he was going to run 44 miles over the hills.
Oh, yeah.
We should have stopped to ask him if he has.
Well, we need to get him on. He sounds good.
Yeah. I only ever see him in the street, that's the thing. We just
bump
into each other in the street.
He looks fairly slim, doesn't he?
He runs.
He's a runner.
He's one of those runners.
He's one of
he knows.
One of us.
One of those. So yeah, you talked about the Mayor Clinic, you fell over. A fly went into my
eye.
And I had to walk into a Chinese
slimming factory,
slimming
emporium,
shop, and use the mirror. And I pushed the fly off my eyelid onto my eyeball. All of which I was fairly relaxed about because...
At which point I just swallowed a fly.
I don't know why he swallowed a fly.
This is remarkable because I actually feel... I don't feel too bad.
Well, I feel quite buoyant.
No, but in terms of mentally...
Yeah, yeah.
I know we've just splattered an hour's chat down the pan.
Yeah.
But it's just that setting off thing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Every time you set off, you kind of get a bit of a surge.
It's a beautiful day.
It's gorgeous today. So let's leave the Mayor Clinic behind.
Yeah, and I won't even tell the story of how I am.
You needed the
got caught short last week and then got home and found I'd lost my key.
I like that story.
Oh, terrifying.
That is a worrying moment that we've all had.
Yeah.
When you find yourself wanting to drop the kids off at the beach and there's no beach in sight.
Yeah, that's right.
What are we going to do?
We're just crossing the A10. Pretty big, noisy road. But we're not going up it, we're going to go across it. I also... tell the story about writing my new material and having a magical experience. Funny enough, I was talking about having a magical stand-up comedy experience and being in the moment, but we're not in that moment anymore.
Chatting about the dropping the kids off at the beach, though.
Yeah.
Pool. Because that was...
It's got to be a pool, you know, because it's a pool of water. Dropping the kids off at the beach is what cats say.
Oh, hey up.
Oh, I've gone into
He's
the road. Sorry, everyone.
He's showing the workers.
I do apologise. I just totally ran into that. See those fences? Yeah, I was running on
Rob,
the wrong side of those. Sorry, guys.
Rob became one of them.
Hey, we're racking up some whole new adventures.
You became one of the builders. Because that's what a lot of the Mayor Clinic was about. Dropping kids off at the pool.
Was it all a bit... Yeah, doctor, in inverted commas, Gillian McKeith.
It was very much like that. So you had lots of intestinal massage.
Did you ever have to look at your own poo?
No, but McIntyre got strapped up to... He had a colonic, which doubtless will form the basis of a...
That sounds like a
tall... stand-up routine.
Yeah, right. I can see he was probably... He should have just cut out the middleman and had that colonic in the O2.
We await for his colonic routine. But no, what you did at the start of every morning, you'd have some Epsom salts.
Yeah.
Which have a colonic effect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it was just a week of listening to other people's stomachs gurgling constantly and tottering off to... People would say, I'm having an Epsom. And then they just sprint to the toilets.
Yeah, see, when
that
my dad
a lot.
Used to say, I'm having an Epsom, it meant he was going to go to the horse races and lose 400 quid.
Well, these people lost a fair bit of poundage in the toilets.
My dad was on his way to a job interview once in Fulham in the 60s.
Yeah.
And he bought the Sporting Life. And he'd only just got it. He realised he couldn't walk into a job interview carrying the Sporting Life.
Yeah.
So he hid it in a stack of deck chairs. Picked it up again afterwards.
I'm a gambling man.
Genius.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years' time?
Gambling!
Gambling
company's profits! So
here we go.
But I think you did best. It's odd because at this Mayor Clinic thing,
yeah,
you were both least appropriate for it and did best out of it.
Yeah, because I lost more weight than most people. I think that's because my metabolism works quite quickly.
Yeah, and you're fit already.
I'm fit already. The food I eat goes through me quickly.
But equally, you know, we've said before generally that it's harder to lose weight when you're fit. You know, I lost a lot of weight very quickly when I first lost weight. It's because I had it to lose.
Yeah.
You know, so...
No, it feels like it could be part of me getting faster. I feel like it's honed me down to racing weight.
Yeah, yeah,
to lose
yeah.
that half a stone, which I didn't really see where it was going to come off.
Yeah.
So that's amazing for me.
Yeah.
But you also start to look... a little bit unhealthy if you don't watch it. That's the thing.
That's right. You don't want to be gaunt.
No, you don't. You don't want to be... No one finds a gaunt comic funny, do they? We've chatted about this before. Because it makes them feel hungry.
Yeah, that's true.
People don't want to feel hungry.
Having said that, I look less immediately funny than I did when I was a kind of chubby funster.
I suppose so, yeah.
But I prefer it because I feel like I'm in charge.
You feel sharper.
Funny.
Yes.
It's not like everyone's going, hey, look at this fun guy.
Yeah.
And not necessarily listening to me. Whereas now, it's like, yeah, I'll be funny on my own terms.
So
theoretically, that's the theory. passing the lovely russet, everyone sitting outside.
Quizzical through the tunnel as we approach the downs.
Yeah, this place is much more bleak in winter, isn't it?
Yeah, this is nice.
There's the downs appearing on the other
side.
But
that thing of like feeling hungry, feeling full thing, that was part of the horror and the absurdity of the Mayor Clinic.
Yes.
He's wanting food and them not giving you food.
Yeah.
You're sitting down to eat, hungry, being given some soup and knowing that was it for the rest of the day.
It's a form of torture.
That was quite horrific. It was, yeah.
I mean, there's things.
Submitting to yourself to torture.
As a man mowing the lawn now, I don't know if you noticed. Yeah. Well, flies. And
flies!
Because it's primal, isn't it? You need your home, you need your food.
You want to live. And on some level, they're threatening you with non-existence.
Yeah.
Just no food.
And you're paying for it. Or someone is.
Yeah, rich people paying to be denied food. Pleading for food was hilarious. They'd come and give them some soup. And the rich people would say, "The doctor said it. The doctor said he'd give me some crackers." And they'd say, "No crackers." "But the doctor! The doctor!" And then the waiters would just walk off giggling. It was hilarious.
It's funny because you need your
crackers.
Not please. It's not right.
With the doctor.
It's very Victorian. You said before that you'd recommend it to anyone, but you wouldn't go again.
Yeah, I would never.
I wouldn't recommend it.
But in a way, you had people who go every year. Yeah. If you have to go again, it means the cure hasn't worked, hasn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly.
The cure's there to teach you how to eat properly.
Yeah, and it's
and realign your body.
It's just cheating at it.
Yeah.
You need to be playing the long game.
It becomes part of a holiday circuit. Yeah. I'll spend 3 weeks in the Mayor Clinic and gorge myself on
and even though that's
veal.
Obviously both old school and incredibly top end, it's still the same principle that the culture is selling. The culture really wants you overweight.
Yes.
So that every now and again it can sell you over the Mayor Clinic.
Or yeah, they want you back.
Or your wedding, or you can lose 3 stone for your wedding and then clap it back on your honeymoon or whatever, you know.
Yeah, they
bust and boom, it's not right.
Yeah, they want you back there. That was the thing I wrote in the questionnaire. I said, would I recommend this? Yes. Would I come back? No. It's like, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I want to eat when I want to eat.
Yeah. See those beautiful daisies and poppies over there? And I could run over there and take a photo.
Should we do it?
No, because I got a photo when we ran before.
All right, okay, cool.
I'll just use that photo, Paul.
So we're going to mix and match the photos from
see
the great
if you can
running
see the difference between when you did fall over and when you pretended to fall over.
What we need to do
I
is...
I think the effect is roughly the same. I'm not buying it.
Rob, we can't make this a long run. We have to make it a short one.
Yeah, I know, we're going to tell
that. Because that was the whole idea.
I know, you're right.
Let's just check that this is recording. Because after what's been happening.
Yeah, let's check that this stable door is bolted tight. Because that horse got away.
Yes, this is working.
13 and a half minutes recorded.
Yes, that's
Don't
fine.
Press
that's
any
good.
Buttons.
So I was just worried that when I fall over, I press. At some stage, we'll get some serious wedge with amazing recording equipment, and that will just never happen again.
Yeah.
Do you think?
I think that's harsh on our ridiculous little recorders. They're basic, but they're just sort
No, they're new. Really good. It's my fault.
Yeah,
I blame myself, and now we're walking.
Oh, yeah. Well, when we get to this tree, we're just going to turn back and go straight back, okay?
So this is one. This is a short one for people who want to run a short distance.
That's right, enjoy. We're on Hackney Downs. It's very beautiful. We'll stop here. We're going to run back. And we're going to run back faster. How about that? Negative split.
Do you want to do that? Okay.
Yeah, we can.
Sometimes you just want a short run, though. But we can't get out of breath because we've got to keep good chatting.
That's right. It's that lovely sound of us puffing away.
So by the time we get back, we'll have run about another 3.5 miles.
That's right.
Or so, added to the 7 we did. Yeah. Makes it a 10.5, which you didn't want to do. But that's okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. The sun's shining.
It's funny, with the other thing we were talking about is, I was saying how I've got RunKeeper up on the running commentary phone so that I don't have to carry two phones like a teenager anymore.
Yeah.
But
I always felt guilty about you carrying both phones.
Yeah, well, I always
felt. I'll just say that.
Yeah, well, do you feel guilty about anything today?
Yes. Sorry.
It's not your fault.
There's no crackers for Mr. Tunkins.
No crackers. No crackers. Have some of this vegetable paste. Ridiculous what you did. I saw an advert for an Apple Watch and I saw an advert for Fitbit. And I realised that what people are selling is measuring all your movement all the time and all your exercise. And I find that terrifying.
Self-monitoring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Here comes someone. After him.
He's after. Yeah.
After him.
Do you think? No. Because it'll just get too... We'll get out of breath. We could.
And it'll look like we're trying to mug him.
Yeah.
But look at him.
He's a bit threatening. He looks fit, though, hasn't he?
He does.
He hasn't got an ounce of fat on him, that guy.
That's right.
And I like his shorts as well. Old school, it's kind good. Of flannel like shorts.
Nice that he's wearing headphones, because we can just talk about as much as we like.
He's got a nice gait in a pleasing manner.
How do you know what his girl
I like him. I like that guy.
Talking of gait, I've got to get some gait analysis.
Are you going to go for that?
Yeah, I did it once a long time ago and I was neutral. But I'm going to go and check it out.
I'm quite pigeon-toed, actually.
Yeah.
My feet tend to go in. I've kind of accepted it. Maybe I should get a bit gaiter.
Yeah, yeah.
One good thing I came back from the Mayor Clinic with, apart from losing 4 kilograms and 6 centimetres off my waist.
Yeah.
Which was full of gas. We're all full of gas. We're just balloons full of gas, apparently.
Yeah, yeah, but to be
fair, our acidic food.
They gave you Epsom salts when you got there. So, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
You sure it was the acidic food? It sounds like they sold you some snake oil to me.
So I've given this disgusting alkaline powder to drink.
Yeah.
Oh, like sort of base powder. It's like drinking chalk.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll be drinking that. But what I came back with is some exercises for my glutes and for my core.
There's also some stone for you to eat instead of food.
Just in case you ever forget how miserable life can be.
Yeah. I think if you've got the money to go, you should be better at joy than that.
Yeah. But some people, obviously, they like being denied because no one ever denies them.
Oh,
so you could tell they quite enjoyed it. And yeah. On a kind of contrast to the normal life.
Such a nightmare being part of the 1%.
Yeah, yeah. It was a 1%'s nightmare. I told you that guy's there. Could be there for 4 months.
Yeah.
He runs 5 companies. He was wasting away. Quite happily, it has to be said. Oh, maybe
he's
death by
for
Mercedes.
A red light.
So I've got these exercises anyway.
Yeah.
That are going to help my weak core and get my glutes and open my shoulders out when I'm running, hopefully.
Yeah.
So that's good.
So what are they? How do they do it?
Well, it's sort of... You'll probably do them already. It's just kind of some core things and opening up my lower body and...
Yes, yeah.
Quite gentle because I saw how inflexible I was. Shockingly inflexible.
But you're loose. You run loose.
I run loose, but I bend. I don't bend down very low.
Can you touch your toes?
No.
No, me neither.
I can touch them without keeping my legs straight.
I can touch your toes.
Yeah.
Easier than
I can touch my toes with my other toe.
Yeah, yeah.
But are you still doing press-ups and bits and bobs?
I am. I've gotten back in and doing planking and press-ups. Still slightly inconsistent, but I'm doing a load. And
but
then come June... It's going to be a heavy schedule. I've basically worked up a schedule
so
that goes the 4 weeks from the end of my holiday to the Manchester Park Run where I'm going to get a PB.
Yeah.
So
I'm quite excited about your PB.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting that PB. Certainly no chance of us being here in 5.5 weeks and me telling a story.
No, about not getting it.
No, not getting it.
No.
How much will I accept?
That's there. See it, be it, become it.
Yeah.
Feel it, run it.
I've got it.
Record it.
But it'd be nice to get some more comparative park runs.
Yeah. I'm doing Edinburgh soon, so I might do the Edinburgh park run.
Yeah.
Have you done that one?
No, out to Portobello Beach.
Okay.
This is the time of year to do it. Portobello is the most extreme example of that seaside town where on a sunny day, oh, sand, sea. And our cold winter's day. Oh,
awful.
The North Sea.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I'll just take my clothes off and walk
it's
in.
So stark. And never come back. I'm not starting building up mileage till July, though. I'm still caught on this. I want to spend June just getting faster.
If I'd known. If I'd known we were coming, doing 10 today, I'd have plastered up my nips, I've got to tell you.
Are you getting a bit of nippage?
Yeah. Sore.
Nippelage.
I'm making a decision. This erming is me making a decision to tell you a story that might embarrass my wife.
Go on then.
I've decided to. It was a long time ago. I think the statute of limitations on secrecy is gone.
I think we can do it. Pique our interest and not come through after that.
When Judah and I were first going out, we went on a little weekend away to Devon. And at one point, she was putting some moisturiser on me.
Yeah, she was putting moisturiser on you.
Yeah, and it wasn't like, it was, you know, it was romantic.
Ooh, yeah.
But it was nice. It was like, after sun, I think we've been out
this
in the sun.
This is nice, yeah.
So now I put some moisturiser on me.
Yeah.
She had two things about this moisturiser. One, some of it got on my nipples. Right.
As a prelude, was this a prelude to
and two,
hotel fun?
Well, you'd have hoped so. You know, okay, maybe yeah. As I say, genuinely, I'm not being circumspect. It wasn't really rude, but I think we probably both hoped it would head somewhere, yeah. And we couldn't have possibly known it would head where it did, because she got some of this moisturiser on my nips.
Yeah.
This moisturiser had ginger in it, and I was like, oh, that's. Oh, ow! And then she romantically, instinctively, foolishly, tries to kiss it off.
Oh.
So now we're leaping around a hotel bedroom in Devon with me rubbing at my nips and her rubbing at her tongue and
so ginger reacts to ginger smarts then, does it?
Exactly. It's one of the least romantic moments in either of our lives. And so. She'll...
Hopping around a hotel room with ginger nips.
This episode. Is that my new nickname?
Yeah.
That's my wife's
memoirs.
Hopping around a hotel room with ginger nips.
Early days, when they were willing to moisturise you. Couldn't wait to get that moisturiser.
Couldn't wait to cause me physical pain.
Yeah.
But I'm very sensitive to that kind of thing. You know those shower gels that are supposed to wake you up in the morning?
Yeah, they like lemony, zesty kind of...
Yeah, minty. Things. They minty. Tend to, more than wake me up, they tend to make me feel kind of violated in the morning. Don't know if it's just cut through.
So you're saying you've got very sensitive nipples?
Not just my nipples. It's more the kind of places you'd wash with that stuff, you know? You've got a peppermint or cinnamon or, you know, zingy burst or so-and-so
Welcome
for men.
Green.
And then you wash your...
Regions.
You wash the bits of the regions, a bit that they need washing, and I'm like, whoa! Yowza!
Yeah. I like it.
No.
Then you get off and she hits you with a towel,
thwack,
wraps it up and thwacks you. Running.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's go this way. We're totally retracing our steps. Back past the picnic. Hi.
This is nice.
Yeah.
We've done it. It's just a glorious summer's day.
Arthurfield Green is such a pretty place. It's very near my house. I was here once. We came here in heavy snow. You know how magical that was. And we came, it was about 10 o'clock at night, but they left the gates open. It was a winter wonderland.
That's lovely. Yeah. Wouldn't it be great if we did have that burst of sun at the start of the summer like everyone's saying we're going to have?
Yeah, yeah.
We could do loads of miles. Get out there.
Okay. I want to point out, though, to the world that generally sunny weather lasts a few days, a week at the most. And when the sunny weather ends, it's more kind of stupid than witty to say, oh, summer's finished.
Yeah.
Because summer doesn't mean 4 months of sunny weather.
It just means...
Because we don't live in that part of the world.
No.
We're in Northern Europe. Get over it.
And don't put a kibosh on it.
You nearly fell over in real life.
Not even deliver. Don't put a kibosh on it by saying it won't last.
Yeah.
Try and enjoy it when it's there. That's just right. Take it for what it is.
Exactly.
It's a gift of sun. Drying our ginger nips in the morning dawn as our wife gently applies her lips.
Anyway, we're fantastic.
We've been running a lot today.
Maybe when she gets home soon. These are slightly tall ones. Maybe she'll get some better.
Yeah. Better.
That's a bit. This is the as personal as it's got since your pantless massage.
I'll tell you what. I had a lymph massage.
Who?
At the Mayor Clinic.
Yeah.
Which is a very slow kind of draining of lymph nodules, whatever it is. Lymph nodules. By this handsome bloke.
It all sounds made up, by the way.
I know. I'm sure a lot of it is quite.
The more you talk about it, sure. You're listening to yourself and thinking, that can't be right. But this is, we've just come in a different way. It's a nice change.
But it was a really slow massage. He spent a lot of time on my upper groin, consistently grazing my left testicle.
Great.
That was about 10 minutes of that.
That sounds incredibly painful.
Yeah. No, it was gentle, which made it worse. He kept returning to that place.
Oh, God. I tell you,
it was an odd moment.
We went out to find out more stuff. We really went in a different direction. How far do you think we've gone?
3.1.
Two and a half. Just
two and a half. Okay, well, that's good. Nice short run for people. That's great.
Yeah, that's nice.
Short run for us at the end of quite a long run.
Let's
hope this recorded.
Well, I hope you understand. We nearly tried to pretend to you that hadn't happened, but we thought you'd prefer the truth.
We want to live in the truth.
Yeah.
We want to run in the truth.
Truth
run
is best.
There's a woman here with an empty kitty litter. Did that have a cat in it on the way, did it? He's gone.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, bless. Oh, dear. Oh, bless.
Yeah, so a little bit of cat death there to wrap up this week's hunting commentary. Thanks.
Paul. I was just trying to reach out. I just wanted a little bit of banter about the cat at the vet.
And this van's going to want to say, right, go in there. That was running commentary. You can get us on Twitter, RunCompPod. You can see all the pictures on Acast.
We do accept pictures of cats. And we always get back to you. Might not be straight away, but we always get back.
No, sometimes both of us get back. It's like talking to someone with a split
people.
Personality. And we're looking forward. We're going to go for a long run in the country next week. So something for you guys to look forward to.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.